Hey, it's Melissa Lands of the Fresh 180. So today's habit is being proactive. And most of us react to elements in the world instead of being proactive. So we're always in the state of reacting to the things around us, whether it be our jobs, our family, our kids, even food we're reacting to in some way, shape, or form. And we've talked a lot about planning our meals, scheduling time to exercise, and managing our time. But being proactive really means that we're taking action before a problem arrives. So an example of this is if you know that you want to eat well, then being proactive means you set yourself up so that you're not reacting to elements on site for the first time at a restaurant you're going to for your anniversary. It means you know what's on the menu before you go, so you can make a plan, so you don't get caught up in the moment of reacting to the menu and seeing things. Ugh, I know I really should have this, but in real time right now, because I wasn't proactive about making my decisions before I got to dinner, I'm gonna get the truffle mac and cheese, right? So this is the idea of being proactive, and we can do this in all areas of our life. So the task today to build this habit of being proactive is thinking about what do you have coming up for you over the next 3 days? What do you know is gonna happen? How can you step in and manage problems before they happen? This might be in scheduling pickups a little bit different way if you have kids or drop-offs or whatever that might be. This might be in knowing that you have something really, really heavy and hectic at the end of the week. What are the things that you could be proactive about before you get there to make it easier so that they're less heavy, less hectic? So I'd like to invite you to write down maybe just two or three things that you could do to be more proactive in your life, to anticipate the problems that might arise in our everyday life. So that would be a great habit to get started, because it's going to help you with every single pillar.